Yeah, sir. Yes, sir.
I was trying to reach Ehrlichman and find he's at U.S. News and World Report. So you will probably have to sort of dig out something and get it over to me.
All right.
Reasonably soon, and I suppose Dean and Haldeman would be the best ones to talk to, maybe more. I don't know. But not too many, what the hell. On the Watergate thing, I read Ehrlichman's comments and so forth, and I'm not sure that he may have... I think he may have dug us into a little hole that I may not be able to use the answer on. Let me say that first, with regard to the Watergate generally, since the defendants have indicated they're going to appeal, my position can very justifiably be that I'm not going to comment on the case while it is still in the courts and on appeal. You get my point?
Right.
Rather than just start going over the whole thing. Don't you think that's a solid position?
Right. I think you've already stated
your position
with regard to the act itself.
I don't approve of espionage and burglary and all that
stuff. This stuff has no place in the political process, right?
That's right. But my point is that what they will try to say, well, now, what about higher ups? Do you think the court proceedings were adequate and so forth and so on? Well, any comment upon that certainly affects the rights of the defendants on appeal.
Uh-huh.
It involved the appeal. Well, anyway,
right.
The other point is that check that out to see what kind of an answer should be given.
Okay.
Well, for example, they'll say about Stans and Mitchell. Do you think that the courts have adequately handled this problem?
Right.
Do you favor the Irvin investigation, for example? And then. Then do you what if they call White House people, including Mr. Haldeman, to testify before Irvin? Would you have executive privilege? And my answer there, of course, I think would be that that depends on the circumstances, and we exercise executive privilege if it's a confidential matter of the press, otherwise not. But anyway. The other one with regard to Chapin, Segretti is all wound up in this, or was in there,
right.
The rest. Did you, in talking to them, get any idea? Say, for example, do they say, well, was Mr. Chapin involved with Segretti, or what do you think of his involvement? What do you say?
Okay.
I mean, or did you have a thought on that?
Here's the thing. I think I'd say, look, we had an investigation of this thing in the White House. The investigation involved not only the matter relevant to the Watergate, but the other allegations which were in the press the last fall. And nothing was uncovered in those investigations which caused me to have...
Well, can we say that?
That's right. I cleared that, I gave you.
In other words, did Dean investigate Segretti as well as Watergate? See, that's my point. Critical question. Okay, you find that out, will you?
Okay.
That's what I would like to say. Just say that we had an investigation and nothing is, that as far as I'm concerned, nobody in the, Mr. Chief, nobody else in the White House staff, and I have total confidence in Stans and Mitchell. Can I say that?
I didn't see any damn problem, frankly, from the testimony in the trial.
All right. Well, okay.
Yeah.
That, you can see what I want. Me just one page, not too much. I want a long answer, but quick, terse answers is what I'd prefer, but talk to Dean. I guess he's the best one.
I'll get him right away. Yes, sir. Okay.